What is most worrisome to me, Greg, is the rise of white supremacy, the white supremacist movement, which has found a voice over the last 4 years, and that creates a real problem because I've been teaching fair housing since the 1970s, since the adoption of the 1968 Right. Fair Housing Act, and I will tell you that. I've always thought that education is the way to do it. I educate lawyers and I educate real estate brokers and agents and banks to tell them, look, you know, you have a moral obligation to not discriminate against these protected classifications of individuals, including blacks. So you educate them, but then you also, that's the carrot, you know, you're going to be a morally good person. The other one is the stick, which is federal, state, and local law prohibits discrimination, and there are penalties for discriminating. You know, we hope that between those two that we actually can accomplish or reach a society in which there is not this systemic discrimination. But sometimes I'm so pessimistic about it, Greg, and I apologize for that. It is Monday morning. Ask me Friday, and I'll probably be a little more optimistic about it. But I've been, like I said, I've been educating the people in the real estate industry for over 40 years. And, well, there's progress. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I mean, there's been tremendous progress over that time, but it still exists.